this is Rick Castells from ExercisesForInjuries.com, and today I have another interview for you, and we're going to kind of focus in on, you know, baby boomers and how a fitness professional can attract baby boomers as opposed to, you know, repel them as clients. So I kind of have an expert in the area that's kind of built his business around baby boomers, and he's going to give us some insight on what to do and not to do when, you know, working with baby boomer clients. So Dan, I'll get you to introduce yourself and give a little bit of background on yourself.
Okay, great. Thanks, Rick. My name's Dan Ritchie, like you said. I've got a PhD in health and kinesiology with a minor in gerontology, which is the study of aging. Got that from Purdue University in 2009. Basically been in the fitness industry, exercise, health clubs, strength coaching, all that for about 15 years. And I've worked with athletes at the Division I level, all the way up to severe dementia, Alzheimer's patients in their 90s, and really everything in between. And really in the last 10 years, I've found my passion and focus is really for boomers and seniors, kind of that 50 to 75-year-old client that wants to really get the most out of their later years, kind of maximize their quality of life. And so that's kind of what I'm excited to talk to you about today.
Okay. And so then maybe we can start off with a real basic question. You know, what or who are baby boomers?
Okay, good question. Well, baby boomers basically are people that were born, you know, right after the boom from the war. So we're looking at people born from 1945 to approximately 1964 is where most people end that. So I like to think of it in terms of who's turning 65 each and every year. So baby boomers this year are turning, the older ones are turning 67, and the amazing thing is the huge numbers of people that are in their mid to late 50s, all the way up to age 67, you know, are this baby boomer class. And if you look just across business and economically, they have really driven so much of our economy in so many ways because they're really where the dominance of the wealth has been. So when you're talking that 49 to 67-year-old, that's really who we're talking about in terms of baby boomers. So people who are approaching retirement, people who have already retired, that's really who we're talking about.
Okay. And, well, I kind of answered, you know, one of my questions, which is what's the big deal about baby boomers? And they've really kind of driven our economy and made many things successful and in demand. Now, looking at the fitness professionals' perspective, so what's the opportunity that's available to fitness professionals when it comes to, you know, baby boomers, working with baby boomers, providing services and products to them?
Well, I think the huge opportunity is that we've got a large segment of the population that has a uniquely unbalanced distribution of wealth. You know, we hear people talking about, you know, the small percentage have most of the money and those sorts of things. And that's even more so when you look in this age range. But then the other unique thing is that these people are not growing old like their parents did. In fact, they're not taking aging lying down. The average 50 and 60-year-old says, I don't want to ever move into a nursing home like I had to put my parents in. I don't want to be dependent in my 70s. I want to be golfing in my 70s. I want to be fishing in my 70s. I want to be water skiing in my 70s. I want to be, you know, ski out at my condo that I've worked so hard to own. And so they're kind of approaching the retirement years in a much more aggressive way. And so because of that, they're realizing if I'm going to do what I want to do, I need to take care of my body physically. So They have the wealth. Now they're willing to spend money to have the health and physical means to do all the things they want to do. And so that's where as a fitness professional, we step right into that and say, hey, we know everything you want to do. We know how we can get you there. Just come spend some time with us each and every week, and we'll allow you to enjoy your later years.
Okay. Okay. And kind of, you know, moving on to the next question. Now, you know, what are kind of common mistakes that fitness professionals make when, you know, maybe we'll start off with, like, in marketing or approaching baby boomers?
Okay. Good question. Well, one of the common mistakes people make is they stay focused on weight loss. A lot of the fitness industry is really focused on weight loss, or what I like to call fitness vanity, you know, how good you look and those sorts of things. And typically most people over the age of 55 are less concerned about having six-pack abs than maybe someone in their 20s or 30s. Now, yes, they want to lose weight and have a healthy weight, but they're not as concerned about that. So the intense marketing on skinny jeans or getting back in your skinny black dress or, you know, having a flat tummy, a lot of those things are kind of in their past. In fact, some of them would say, well, I'm too mature to even think or focus on those things. They're more focused on, I want to be able to hike with my grandchildren, or I want to be able to downhill ski. They're more focused on maybe the functional task than physical appearance. And so, you know, I always tell trainers, you have to really think about what is it that your client is really most passionate or interested in. If they're not most passionate about weight loss, you're not going to sell them on a fitness program. If you're all focused about fat loss and how you're going to burn fat, how we're going to melt fat off your body and all those sorts of things, which is very much a 20s, 30s focus, especially for women, because a lot of women, they're trying to lose maybe pregnancy weight, or they're trying to get in great shape so they can attract a mate. People in their 50s and 60s, that's not as big a priority. So there is a shift, and you have to think about, well, what is this client most interested in? And often that's different.
Okay.
The other thing too is that typically someone in their 50s and 60s, they're really looking at what can you do for me that's going to dramatically impact, you know, what I want to do, you know, this summer or next winter. And so they're looking at very kind of results based fitness programs, like, how are you going to train me that's going to help my golf game? How are you going to train me that's going to help me ski? So I have clients come to me and they say, you know, I couldn't ski last winter because of my hip. Are you going to be able to help me ski? And so demonstrating sort of an actual routine, a systematic way that you're going to help them ski again. So it's a lot different than just saying, hey, we're going to train you and you're going to lose weight and you're going to follow this nutrition plan and that sort of thing. So it's a lot more outcome-based often for people.
Okay. So then what would be like one thing that fitness professionals could do right now to make their fitness business more appealing to baby boomers?
Well, one thing they could do to make their business more appealing is to focus more on their educational experience. And so we, at our facility, we focus on the number of college degrees, graduate degrees, my PhD. We focus on that expertise because baby boomers tend to appreciate that. They often tend to want the best. They're willing to pay a little bit more for personal training if they know they're going to the best. Now, if you don't have a degree, then it means finding a way to highlight your expertise. So if it's a certain certification or an educational program you've been through, or even if they've just gotten really knowledgeable, say, on the shoulder, you know, because you have all these great products on how to help someone with shoulder issues. A lot of older clients have rotator cuff and shoulder issues. So just by going to someone who can say, I can help you with your shoulder issues because I've been through these educational courses, they're going to pay more attention to you and say, yeah, this person really has the knowledge and expertise to help me. That's one of the biggest things I think helps us attract baby boomers from all the other facilities around us that you from all the other facilities around. So you do have to spend some time in your marketing, in your message, in your communication saying, hey, I'm an expert in shoulder movement, or I'm an expert in how to help someone with their golf swing if they're having pain in their shoulder or their upper back. That will get the boomer's attention because they're saying, hey, I'm having pain when I swing the golf club, and that's what I wanted to do for the next 20 years. And so you have to find something that differentiates you, sort of niches you out in the marketplace. So a baby boomer will say, yeah, this is the trusted expert for what I need.
That brings up an excellent point, that specialization. It's something I end up preaching lots because, I mean, you know, more and more people are going into fitness. It could be their primary career or secondary career. In order to, you know, help have yourself stand out, you need to kind of specialize in some sort of area and really show that you're the expert. And I like the fact that, you know, a big push has been you don't need a degree, you don't need a degree, and you don't. But if you do have one, really utilize that and highlight it and show it and show that it is a differentiator from you, from everyone else. That's a really good point.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Because we're in Purdue University's backyard here in West Lafayette, Indiana, we only hire trainers with degrees, which I don't think necessarily makes a great trainer, but we set ourselves above everyone else in our area by just saying all our trainers have degrees. And no other facility can make that claim. And so because of that, all our trainers are at a higher level. Now, obviously, there can be great trainers that don't have degrees. But if you have a degree or a specialization or a certification, play that up. I mean, highlight that and drive that home so people realize you take your industry seriously and you try to be the best you can so people realize you're an expert at what it is you do.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you could expand a little bit. I know I was talking to your partner, Cody, at a meeting in Las Vegas we were at, and he kind of talked about how your business really changed. Like, prior to you guys, prior to you guys focusing on baby boomers, and prior to you guys focusing on, like, an exclusive personal training studio, maybe you can kind of, you know, share with us a little bit about that transition and why you guys ended up going from like a general membership based club to focusing on baby boomers and really just having a closed door personal training studio.
Yeah, that's a good point. We started out the first 3 years of our operation basically just running as a small health club, and we were really catering and marketing to boomers and seniors. And our thought was that they would train with us, and we thought, well, they'll buy personal training, and that was a mistake. And so after 3 years, we said, you know, boomers and seniors aren't realizing that they need as much personal training as they do. And so we just made a switch, and we said, you know, if you're going to work with us, you're going to personal train with us 2, 3, 4 times a week, and you're going to get the health of the membership for free because we want you to come exercise on your own, but we're just going to give you that. And so we just made the switch, and that was really successful because what we found was both boomers and seniors, people 50 to 80 years old, don't have a tremendous exercise background. They haven't worked out hard. In fact, many of the women, their era is pre-Title IX. And so they didn't play sports in high school. In fact, the concept of sweating is almost a cultural paradox. You know, a number of women I train in their 70s, they say, oh, well, we're not supposed to sweat because they came from a time period where girls were encouraged to not play sports, which is unfortunate. And so we realized just opening them up to a health club, they weren't really exercising. They were coming in and maybe riding the bike a little bit and doing a few exercises, but they weren't really getting the changes that they wanted and that we wanted for them. And we found when we started selling training packages with membership included, the results were way different. Clients were way more satisfied. I think, is even more important for someone over 55, and why I encourage more and more personal trainers to really look into the older client, because I think that's where the industry is going to shift as the money moves upward and more people over the age of 60 retire and they have lots of financial resources. You're going to have more and more clients coming to you in their 60s and 70s, and if you're not prepared for that, you're going to really flounder in the industry.
Interesting your story of how your club changed and how you went, how you kind of made personal training mandatory, and that ended up leading to better results. Now, one thing is, I'm up in Canada, and I know what Title IX is, because I was at a cycling trip in Boulder, Colorado, and a friend had kind of explained me the whole story. So maybe you can kind of maybe just briefly explain what that is.
Yeah, I can't do it justice other than I took a sport law class in graduate school. But basically, you know, Title IX in the United States is really when we began to require equal opportunity for women in sports, college, high school, those sorts of things. And it really broke through in the 80s. So when I was growing up and went to high school, I'm going to date myself here, you know, all the girls had as many athletic opportunities as I did. In fact, the law required that. So if you were going to have football, the girls had to have volleyball. If you were going to have soccer, the girls had to have soccer. Basketball, the girls had to have basketball. So if you were going to have 10 sports for men, you had to have 10 sports for women. And you see that across colleges and universities all across the country. Well, prior to Title IX, in the 60s, the 50s, 60s, and 70s, high schools could have 10 male sports and 0 female sports if they wanted to. There wasn't an equality in terms of funding for female sports. And so many universities would have college football programs and no female athletic programs. And so that's why my grandmother's generation didn't grow up playing sports, because girls weren't encouraged to play sports because all the sports were for boys and there may not be any athletic opportunities for girls, which meant if there were no sports, there wasn't training for sports, girls weren't exercising for sports, girls weren't encouraged to move, they were encouraged to do other things. And so that changed dramatically in our country in the 80s. And so obviously the culture and the climate has changed. But it is funny to me when you talk to women over 70 who never played a sport, never had an opportunity to play a sport, were never encouraged to play a sport, how different the concept of exercise is for them sometimes. So it's a definite change across the ages, and Title IX has significantly impacted our society for sure because of that.
Okay. And then do you think that, you know, the fitness professional can market to the non-baby boomer and the baby boomer when it comes to their, you know, fitness business or personal training business?
Yeah, I think they can do that very well. I like to talk about what we call niche marketing. I don't think you can train college athletes or, you know, high level high school athletes, pro prospects, those sorts of things, and baby boomers. There are certain markets that don't think blend well together. You can't train bodybuilders and baby boomers real well together, but you can train women who want to lose weight and baby boomers side by side real well. You can train baby boomers and seniors along with overweight clientele, and they get along just fine. So there really are a pretty broad range of people you can market to that are not going to discourage baby boomers. However, baby boomers will be intimidated by bodybuilders wearing very little clothing. They'll be intimidated by half-naked, really skinny fitness models. So if you're training bikini models, probably not going to work real well with baby boomers. If you're training high school athletes and college athletes, probably not going to work real well with baby boomers. But the rest of the population is a pretty good match with baby boomers, and so it works real well at our facility. Our average age is 58. We train primarily people age 50 to 70, and then our secondary market is women that want to lose weight, age 25 to 45, and those two groups coexist real well.
Nice. That's good. I like that, how you have a primary market and a secondary market. And now I know, I mean, we're kind of coming to the end of the call. Is there kind of any, you know, last minute tips or key things that you want to kind of leave with fitness professionals when it relates to baby boomers?
I guess, well, two things I would say to that. One is the know, like you, and trust you factor. Baby boomers are pretty willing to buy services they think are going to impact their life, and they're pretty willing to part with large sums of money. Oftentimes, easily will drop $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 for something they think is a good investment for their health, their wealth, their well-being. But they're only going to do that if they know you, like you, and trust you. And so they're typically not going to respond to gimmick marketing. They're not going to respond to a quick ad in a newspaper or a door knocker on their door. In fact, they may hate that sort of thing. So somehow they need to get to know you. They need to get to like you, and they need to get to trust you. And so certain things that might work with younger people, because younger people will buy on a gimmick, or younger people will buy on a certain promotional thing. Baby boomers aren't going to do that. So I always tell people, you have to be willing to put your reputation out there so people get to know, like, and trust you. And once that happens, they're pretty readily willing to buy from you, because they are willing to make an investment in their own health. So that is one key thing that I think is different than marketing to younger people who just want a place to work out, or they want a trainer, and they're not quite as concerned about some of those things. The other thing is really what I like to talk about, sort of the Cheers atmosphere, you know, sort of that place where everybody knows your name. Boomers really want to know that you know their name, that you're caring for them, looking out for them. And so sort of the ongoing hand-holding is a little bit more with baby boomers than with a younger client. So when I think of my buying, you know, I'm 36 years old. When I think of my buying experience, I don't really need somebody to continue to hold my hand. I don't need a lot of personal attention. You know, if I buy something, I'm good. You know, just let me use the product. Boomers want to know that you're continuing to pay attention to them, that you're continuing to look out for them. It's almost like they're looking at you as their health portfolio advisor. And so they want to know that you're really on top of their program. Which means you got to know their name. You got to use their name frequently. You got to ask them about the kids, the grandkids. You got to get to know the neighborhood they live in and be interested in their life and those sorts of things. That personal kind of concierge attention is something that they really appreciate.
Okay. And then, Dan, where can people get more information about you?
Two places. Pretty simple. They can go to my website, miraclesfitness.net. That's for my studio here in Indiana. And then the other place, which is really more specific for the older adult client individual, is just my name. It's danmritchie.com. That's Dan with an M after that for my middle initial. And then Richie is RITHIE.com. And on there, I've got a bunch of different functional balance stuff for older clients. So those would be the two simple ways for people to find me and track me down.
Perfect. So thank you very much, Dan, for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And thank you very much, exercisesforinjuries.com listeners, for, you know, listening to another interview. Hopefully you got, you know, a lot of insight and ideas when it comes to working with baby boomers and the opportunity that there is when it comes to working with baby boomers. So this is Rick Cassells from Exercises for Injury saying take care and bye-bye.